Samaje Perine finally produced an on-field sighting. In Tuesday's practice, the last full session before the Bears arrived, he scored on a 3rd-and-1, powered in behind a lead block from rookie defensive tackle Landon Robinson, per Jeff Hobson at the team's site. It is one rep, but it is the exact rep Perine's resume is built on, the veteran back converting the short, unglamorous down. And it is the first performance note he has drawn in the reporting all camp. Then the silence resumed. Perine went unmentioned in coverage of Thursday's joint practice against Chicago, and unmentioned again in Saturday's 27-9 win over the Bears, where the backfield notebook belonged to second-year back Taj Brooks, who worked the first half and turned a checkdown into a 19-yard catch-and-run on a touchdown drive, per the team's recap. For a 10-year veteran on a minimum deal, a preseason game full of reserves is exactly the stage where you would expect the staff to play him if he were fighting for a job, or to rest him if the job were safe. The reporting does not say which this was, and we won't pick for it. The June preview was blunt that Perine's question is the roster, not the role. The third down job he has held across three teams runs on protections and reliability, but it only has value if the man holding it makes the 53. That question now has a date attached. Cincinnati cuts to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and the backfield behind Chase Brown, Perine, Brooks, Kendall Milton, will not all survive it. Watch whether Perine plays in the finale, on offense or on kick returns, and what cut day does to the room. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.